persuasive selling techniques and product knowledge demonstrations. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome assistant managers to this edition of Survive from C-Store Center, your go-to podcast for all things convenience store management. Whether you're behind the register or managing the team, we're here to provide you with the insights and tools you need to excel. I'm thrilled to guide you through another episode packed with valuable tips and real-world advice. Today, we're zeroing in on a skill set crucial for every assistant manager in corporate-owned convenience stores, developing persuasive selling techniques and enhancing product knowledge. As the retail landscape gets more competitive, the ability to serve, truly engage, and understand your customers can set your store apart. Let me kick things off with a little story. Recently, I visited a store where the assistant manager, let's call her Jamie, demonstrated the power of these skills beautifully. A customer was hesitating over energy drinks, unsure which one to choose for his needs. Jamie stepped in, not just to help but to educate. She used her in-depth product knowledge to explain the benefits of each option and guided the customer to make a choice that he felt really good about. The result? He left with three different products instead of just one. This isn't just a win for sales, it's a win for customer satisfaction and loyalty. This episode is packed with strategies to help you achieve just that. Turning a simple transaction into a memorable customer experience or becoming the go-to expert your customers rely on. So, let's dive in and learn how to elevate your selling game and make every product shine off the shelves. Segment 1, Understanding Persuasive Selling Techniques. Definition and importance of persuasive selling in the convenience store context. Building on that inspiring story about Jamie, let's dive deeper into what we mean by persuasive selling and why it's crucial in your role as an assistant manager at a convenience store. First, persuasive selling is all about engaging customers in a way that encourages a purchase and builds a relationship and a reputation. It's not just selling a product, but an experience and a solution. And the fast-paced environment of a convenience store, where every interaction tends to be brief, the ability to quickly connect and influence decisions is invaluable. Now, why is this so important? Well, in a corporate-owned convenience store, you're part of a larger brand, but you're also part of a local community. Your ability to persuade effectively can directly influence how your store is perceived in that community. It can be the difference between being seen as just another corporate entity or as a community hub that genuinely understands and meets the needs of its customers. Think about it, customers are more likely to buy and return when they feel understood and valued. Persuasive selling transforms casual visitors into regulars and, ultimately, into advocates for your store. This means better sales, yes, but also a stronger, more positive presence in your neighborhood. In the next few minutes, we'll break down some key techniques that you can use to build rapport quickly and effectively. We'll look at how understanding customer needs through active listening isn't just a polite nod while they speak, but a crucial tool in your selling arsenal. We'll also explore how tailoring your conversation to highlight benefits that resonate personally with customers can significantly boost your persuasive impact. So, whether you're recommending the latest snack or guiding customers to their new favorite beverage, these strategies enhance that brief interaction to make a lasting impression. Let's gear up to transform those everyday transactions into opportunities for connection and growth. Stay tuned as we unpack these techniques individually, starting with building rapport, right after this short break. Key techniques, building rapport with customers. Let's jump right into our first key technique for persuasive selling, building rapport with customers. This is where the magic begins, turning a simple interaction into a meaningful connection. Building rapport might sound complex, but involves making your customers feel seen and heard. It's about creating a comfortable environment where they discuss their needs or chat about their day. This skill becomes even more crucial in a convenience store where time with each customer is limited. Here are a few practical tips to help you build that connection quickly. Start with a smile and eye contact. It sounds simple, but a genuine smile and direct eye contact can make a huge difference. They set a welcoming tone and show that you're attentive and open. Use their name if you're in a small community or see repeat customers. Using someone's name can personalize the interaction immensely. It shows you remember them, which can be incredibly flattering and fosters loyalty. Find common ground. Even something as small as commenting on the weather or a local sports team can break the ice and make the interaction more personable. Listen to your customers' words and use them to steer the conversation. Ask open-ended questions. This is particularly effective. Instead of yes or no questions, ask something that gives them a chance to express their preferences or needs. For example, what kind of flavors do you enjoy in a beverage? This gives you insight into what they like and keeps the conversation flowing. Be attentive to nonverbal cues. Customers often communicate a lot through their body language. Are they in a hurry? Do they seem curious about a new product? Tailor your approach based on these cues to ensure you're effectively addressing their current state. By incorporating these elements, you start each customer interaction on the right foot, setting the stage for a successful, persuasive selling experience. Remember, building rapport isn't just about being friendly. It's a strategic approach to making your customer feel valued and understood, which in turn increases their likelihood of engaging positively with your suggestions. Now, let's move on to how we can take this foundation of rapport and add another layer, understanding customer needs through active listening. This will help you tailor your persuasive techniques to each individual's situation even more. Understanding customer needs through active listening. Now that we've established how to build a strong rapport with your customers, we will deepen that connection through active listening. This is not just about hearing what your customers are saying, but truly understanding their needs and desires, which is critical in persuasive selling. Active listening is essential for an assistant manager because it allows you to tailor your approach based on real-time feedback and subtle customer cues. Here's how you can master this technique. Give your full attention. This means setting aside other tasks and focusing entirely on the conversation. Make eye contact, nod, and show that you are engaged. It's about making the customer feel like they are the most important person in the store. Reflect and clarify. Sometimes what a customer says isn't exactly what they mean. If there's any ambiguity, don't hesitate to ask clarifying questions. For instance, if a customer says they want a strong coffee, you might ask, "Do you enjoy a robust flavor, or are you looking for a high caffeine content?" This helps ensure you truly understand their preferences. Listen for the unsaid. Sometimes what's not said is as important as what is. Pay attention to hesitation, tone of voice, and body language. These can give you insights into their true feelings or unspoken concerns. Summarize and confirm before moving on. Quickly summarize what you've heard and confirm with the customer. This not only shows that you were listening, but also that you care about meeting their needs. For example, so you're looking for a refreshing beverage, but not too sweet, correct? Respond appropriately based on what you've learned from actively listening. You can make informed recommendations that align closely with the customer's expressed needs. This personalized response can significantly enhance the persuasiveness of your selling technique. By actively listening, you're not just selling a product, but providing a service tailored to each customer's unique needs and preferences. This approach increases the likelihood of a sale and builds customer loyalty, as people are more likely to return to a place where they feel understood and appreciated. With these insights, you can enhance your interactions through attentive listening, making each customer's visit memorable and effective. Next, we'll explore how to turn these understood needs into personalized conversations, highlighting the benefits most relevant to your customers, further refining your persuasive selling tactics, tailoring the conversation to highlight benefits relevant to the customer. Armed with a solid understanding of your customer through active listening, you're now perfectly positioned to tailor your conversations in a way that informs and persuades. This step is all about highlighting the benefits of a product most relevant to the customer's expressed needs and preferences. Tailoring the conversation effectively requires a keen ability to connect product features with real-world benefits that resonate with the customer. Here's how you can master this art. Connect features to benefits. Every product in your store has features, but the key is to explain how those features translate into direct benefits for the customer. For example, if you're selling energy drinks, don't just talk about the high caffeine content. Explain how it can help them feel more alert and energetic during their long shift or after a night with little sleep. Use relevant examples. Incorporate examples or scenarios that relate directly to the customer's interests or lifestyle. For example, if a customer is buying snacks for a road trip, highlight how certain snacks are not only tasty but also convenient and mess-free for eating on the go. Personalize your approach. Use the information you've gathered from listening actively to frame your conversation around the customer's situation. For instance, if a customer has mentioned trying to make healthier choices, point out the low-calorie or sugar-free options and discuss their health benefits. Anticipate needs. Sometimes customers aren't aware of what they need until you bring it to their attention. Based on your conversation, you might suggest additional items that complement their primary purchase or solve a problem they hadn't considered. Close with confidence after highlighting the benefits most relevant to them. Close your pitch confidently. A statement like, given what you've told me, I really think this is the best option for you, can help reaffirm the customer's decision and move toward the sale. By focusing on how the products fit into the customer's life and addressing their specific needs, you transform a standard sales pitch into a customized, persuasive conversation. This approach enhances customer satisfaction and significantly boosts the chances of a sale. With these techniques in your arsenal, you are more prepared to engage customers in meaningful ways that drive both sales and satisfaction. Let's keep this momentum as we explore more strategies to enhance your selling techniques, ensuring every customer leaves happier and more informed than when they arrived. Quick role-play scenario for persuasive selling interaction. Setting: a corporate-owned convenience store during a moderately busy afternoon. The assistant manager, AM, notices a customer looking at the new selection of cold beverages. Now, let's try a quick role-play scenario that demonstrates how an assistant manager can effectively use persuasive selling techniques. Imagine you're the assistant manager and see a customer browsing the new drinks fridge. The background sound of a convenience store fridge humming like customer chatter. Assistant manager AM, hi there. Looking for something refreshing to beat the heat. Customer, yeah, it's really warm today. I just can't decide what I want. AM, I totally get that. Our new infused sparkling waters might be perfect if you want something refreshing and unique. They're one of our newest additions. Are you into citrus flavors, or do you prefer something more on the berry side? Customer, I like citrus flavors. AM, great choice. We have a popular lemon-lime option. It's infused with real fruit juice, so it's refreshing and has no artificial flavors. Plus, it's only 5 calories per can. Would you like to try one? Customer, only 5 calories. That sounds good, actually. I've been trying to cut down on sugary drinks. AM, it sounds like it's just the right fit for you. Since you're watching your sugar intake, you might also appreciate that it's naturally sweetened. How about I grab a cold one from the fridge for you to take a look at? Customer, yes, please, that would be great. The sound of the fridge door opening and a can being handed over. AM, here you go. And just for today, we have a special offer. If you buy 2, you get 1 free. It might also be a nice way to try some of the other flavors without committing to a full pack. Customer, I'll take 3 then. I might as well try the berry flavors, too. AM, excellent choice. I'll ring these up for you. And just so you know, we also offer a deal on snack pairings. If you pick up any 2 snack items, you get 20% off each. It might be nice to have something to munch on with your drink. Customer, that sounds good. I'll pick some snacks, too. AM, perfect. I'll meet you at the register when you're ready. Thank you for trying these out. And scene. This role play illustrates how active listening and tailoring the conversation to highlight benefits relevant to the customer's needs can lead to a successful selling interaction. Notice how the assistant manager used the opportunity to upsell by linking the drink offering to a snack deal, enhancing the overall sale. This is persuasive selling at its best, proactive, customer-focused, and highly effective. Segment 2, Mastering Product Knowledge. The role of product knowledge in enhancing credibility and customer trust. Having just explored how persuasive selling techniques can transform your interactions, let's shift our focus to another crucial aspect, mastering product knowledge. This is the backbone of any effective sales strategy in a convenience store, especially for assistant managers aiming to excel. Product knowledge isn't just about knowing what's on your shelves. It's about understanding the details of your product so deeply that you can confidently answer any question. This depth of knowledge significantly enhances your credibility with customers, fostering an invaluable sense of trust. Why is this so important? When customers come into your store, they often have specific needs or questions and look to you as the expert. Whether it's asking about the ingredients of a snack due to dietary restrictions, the benefits of a high-end beverage, or the best choice for a last-minute gift, your ability to provide accurate and helpful information on the spot can make a big difference. Here's how mastering product knowledge enhances your role. Builds confidence in your recommendations. When you know your products inside and out, you can confidently recommend them. This assurance is contagious, and customers are more likely to be persuaded by someone who knows what they're talking about. Increases sales through effective upselling. With a thorough understanding of product benefits and compatibility, you can create opportunities for upselling. For instance, if a customer picks a type of coffee, you can suggest a specific creamer that complements it or even a reusable cup that might interest them. enhances customer loyalty. Customers are more likely to return when they know that they can rely on you for accurate information. Trust breeds loyalty in a competitive retail environment. This loyalty can be your store's biggest asset. Improves problem solving. Sometimes customers aren't just looking for products, they're looking for solutions. With a solid grasp of your inventory, you can quickly identify products that meet their needs, solve their problems, and enhance their overall shopping experience. To effectively master product knowledge, consider regularly scheduled training sessions with your team, use supplier information and product demos, and stay updated with industry trends and new arrivals. Remember, the goal is to ensure that you and your team are not just familiar with the products, but also enthusiastic advocates of what you sell. As we continue, we'll explore specific tips for staying updated on products and making the most of this knowledge through engaging customer interactions. Tips for staying updated on products, regular training sessions. As we delve into practical ways to enhance your product knowledge, let's start with one of the most effective methods, regular training sessions. This foundational strategy not only keeps you and your team informed, but also ensures that everyone is on the same page regarding the latest products and industry trends. Regular training sessions serve several critical functions in a convenient store setting. Continuous learning. The convenience store industry is dynamic, with new products and promotions launching frequently. Regular training ensures that you and your team are always up to date, not just with new stock, but also with any changes to existing products. Team cohesion and consistency. When everyone undergoes the same training, it fosters a sense of teamwork and ensures consistent customer service across the board. This consistency is key to building customer trust, as they can expect the same knowledge and service regardless of whom they speak with. Engagement with products. Training sessions provide a unique opportunity for your team to physically engage with the products. Handling items, discussing features, and even sampling products can significantly boost confidence and enthusiasm when selling to customers. Feedback loop. These sessions are also a great platform for your team to share customer feedback and their observations. This feedback can be invaluable for adjusting sales strategies, addressing potential concerns, and improving overall store operations. Here are some tips to make these training sessions effective. Schedule regularly. Consider holding training sessions monthly or quarterly, depending on your inventory turnover and the introduction of new products. This regularity keeps the information fresh and the team well prepared. Involve everyone. Make sure all staff members, from new hires to seasoned employees, participate in these sessions. This inclusivity helps maintain a universally high level of knowledge across your team. Use diverse formats. Keep the training engaging by using a mix of formats. Videos, live demonstrations, and even quizzes can make learning more interactive and enjoyable. Supplier involvement. Whenever possible, involve your suppliers in the training sessions. They can provide expert insights and detailed product knowledge that is hard to match through internal resources alone. By prioritizing these regular training sessions, you keep your team informed and engaged and significantly enhance your store's capability to meet customer needs effectively. Next, we'll discuss how leveraging supplier resources and information can further strengthen your product knowledge, ensuring you're equipped to offer top-notch customer service. Utilizing supplier resources and information. Building on the solid foundation of regular training sessions, another powerful way to enhance your product knowledge is by utilizing supplier resources and information. This approach leverages the expertise of those who know the best products, the suppliers. Suppliers often have a wealth of materials and insights that can be invaluable in deepening your understanding of the products you sell. Here's how you can effectively utilize these resources. Supplier training materials. Many suppliers provide detailed product descriptions, brochures, and training videos to educate retailers about their offerings. Make these materials a regular part of your staff training sessions to ensure everyone is up to date. Direct training sessions. Sometimes suppliers offer direct training programs, either in person or via webinars. These sessions are typically led by product experts who can provide detailed insights and answer specific questions your team might have. Product demos. Hosting product demonstrations educates your team and engages your customers. Ask suppliers if they can provide demo units or samples that your team can use to familiarize themselves with the products firsthand. Sales support. Suppliers often have dedicated sales representatives who can be contacted for information or advice on best practices for selling their products. These representatives can be a resource for troubleshooting, offering promotional ideas, or providing marketing support. Feedback channel: establish a direct line of feedback with your suppliers. Sharing insights from the sales floor can help suppliers understand how their products perform in real-world retail settings, and they may offer tips to improve sales or address any issues. By actively engaging with supplier resources and information, you not only enrich your team's product knowledge, but also enhance the overall sales strategy of your convenience store. This collaborative approach helps maintain a dynamic, informed, and responsive sales environment, ensuring that your team is always equipped to meet the ever-changing demands of your customers. As we continue to explore ways to master product knowledge, we'll next explore the benefits of engaging directly with product demos, making each learning opportunity as hands-on as possible. Engaging with product demos. Having discussed the value of supplier resources, let's focus on another engaging method to enhance product knowledge: directly engaging with product demos. This hands-on approach deepens your understanding and allows you to effectively communicate the benefits of products to your customers. Product demos are a dynamic way to bring your inventory to life, showing off items' practical use and unique features in a real-world context. Here's how you can make the most of product demos in your store. Regular demo days. Schedule regular demo days where new products are featured at your store. These can be aligned with supplier launches or seasonal changes. Make these events exciting and informative, attracting more foot traffic and creating buzz around new products. Interactive customer experience. Use demos to turn a regular shopping trip into an interactive customer experience. For instance, if you're showcasing a new coffee machine, prepare samples for customers to taste. This demonstrates the product and directly engages customers by letting them experience the benefits firsthand. Staff involvement. Ensure that all team members are involved in these demos. This helps build their confidence in selling the product and ensures that they are ready to answer customer questions on the spot. The more familiar your team is with the product, the better they can communicate its value to customers. Highlight features and benefits during the demo. Clearly highlight the key features and how they translate into real-world benefits. If you're demonstrating a new electronic gadget, explain its ease of use, durability, and how it compares to previous models or competitors. Feedback collection. Use product demos as an opportunity to collect customer feedback. This can provide valuable insights into what features matter most to your customers and guide future product selections and marketing strategies. Engaging with product demos enhances your team's product knowledge and directly influences sales by creating a memorable shopping experience. Customers are more likely to purchase a product after seeing it in action and understanding its value. Remember that mastering product knowledge through regular training, utilizing supplier resources, and engaging in product demos are key strategies to empower your team and boost your store's performance. Keep exploring these methods to stay at the forefront of retail excellence in your community. Case study: boosting sales through detailed product knowledge at Quick Stop Convenience. Background: Quick Stop Convenience is a mid-sized chain of convenience stores. Facing stiff competition from larger chains and the growing influence of digital retail, Quick Stop realized the need to differentiate itself by enhancing the shopping experience through superior product knowledge and customer service. Challenge: Quick Stop observed that while traffic to their stores was steady, conversion rates and average transaction values were not meeting projected targets. Additionally, customer feedback indicated a lack of engagement and satisfaction with the staff's ability to assist and make recommendations during visits. Strategy implemented. To address these challenges, Quick Stop embarked on a comprehensive initiative focused on enhancing product knowledge across all levels of staff, particularly focusing on high-margin products and frequently asked about items. The strategy included the following key components: regular in-depth training workshops. Quick Stop organized monthly employee training sessions conducted by product suppliers and senior staff members. These sessions were designed to educate the staff about the features, benefits, and potential customer questions of new and existing products. Supplier collaboration for live demos. The stores collaborated with suppliers to set up live demo days for new products. These events allowed staff to interact firsthand with the products and provided a platform to practice their selling skills in a controlled environment. Role-playing customer scenarios. Regular role-playing exercises were introduced during staff meetings to practice handling different types of customer inquiries effectively. This not only built confidence, but also helped in refining the sales approaches tailored to customer needs. creation of product cheat sheets. Quick and accessible key product cheat sheets were created and available at every register. These included brief descriptions, benefits, and comparison points to similar products, aiding staff in making quick and effective recommendations. Results: within 6 months of implementing these strategies, QuickStock Convenience saw a measurable improvement in several areas. Sales increase: sales of featured products during demo days increased by 25%, and overall sales increased by 18%. Improved customer feedback: customer satisfaction scores related to staff helpfulness and product knowledge increased by 40%. Higher employee confidence: staff reported feeling more confident and equipped to engage with customers, leading to better job satisfaction and lower turnover rates. Conclusion: the case of QuickStock Convenience demonstrates the powerful impact of investing in employee training and product knowledge. It enhanced the customer shopping experience, leading to higher sales and satisfaction, and fostered a more confident and committed workforce. This approach highlights how convenience stores can effectively compete by focusing on personalized customer service and well-informed staff. Segment 3, demonstrating product knowledge effectively. Techniques for effective product demonstrations in a convenience store setting. Building from the impactful example of QuickStock Convenience, let's now explore how you can apply similar principles of product knowledge in your store through effective product demonstrations. Demonstrating products effectively is crucial for any convenience store assistant manager, as it directly enhances customer engagement and drives sales. Here are some essential techniques for conducting successful product demonstrations in a convenience store setting. Choose the right time and place. Timing: to maximize exposure, select times when customer traffic is high yet manageable, such as early evenings or weekends. Location: set up the demonstration in an easily accessible spot that doesn't disrupt the flow of store traffic. Ensure the product is visible and attractively displayed. Prepare thoroughly. Before the demonstration, make sure you are thoroughly familiar with the product. Anticipate potential questions and prepare clear, concise answers. Practice the demonstration multiple times to ensure smooth delivery. Confidence in presentation comes from familiarity and ease with the product. Engage and involve the audience. Start by grabbing attention with a question or an interesting fact about the product that resonates with customer needs or common problems. Encourage customer interaction by inviting them to try the product themselves. For example, if it's a new type of snack, offer samples. If it's a gadget, let them handle it and test its features. Highlight key features and benefits. Focus on what sets the product apart from others. Is it more durable? Does it offer a unique flavor? Is it environmentally friendly? Connect these features to tangible benefits that matter to your customers. Use simple and relatable language to explain features. Avoid jargon that might confuse the customer. Utilize visual aids and supplementary materials. Use charts, infographics, or digital displays to support your points visually. Have brochures or informational flyers on hand for customers to take away. This material can reinforce the verbal information provided and serve as a reminder of the product. Follow-up: after demonstrating the product, ask open-ended questions to gauge customer interest and gather feedback. Offer additional information or assistance to those showing interest, and be ready to direct them to make a purchase. By implementing these techniques, you can ensure that your product demonstrations inform, excite, and engage your customers. Effective demonstrations are an extension of superior product knowledge. They not only showcase a product's benefits, but also enhance the overall customer experience, leading to increased sales and customer loyalty. Remember that mastering the art of product demonstrations is a key step towards becoming an effective salesperson in the convenience store environment. Keep practicing, stay informed, and continue engaging your customers confidently and creatively. How to engage and educate customers during demonstrations. Using clear and concise language. Having discussed the essential techniques for effective product demonstrations, let's further refine how you can engage and educate your customers during these interactions. A critical element in this process is clear and concise language. This ensures that your message is understood and keeps your audience interested and engaged. Clear and concise communication is particularly important in a convenience store setting, where customers are often in a hurry and appreciate quick and effective interactions. Here are some tips on how to utilize this approach during product demonstrations. Avoid jargon. While it's important to convey the expertise, using too much technical language or industry-specific jargon can confuse customers who are not familiar with it. Instead, use simple, everyday language that is easy to understand. Be direct and to the point. Focus on delivering your message in as few words as possible. This doesn't mean leaving out important details, but rather organizing your thoughts to communicate the core information swiftly and clearly. Use analogies and examples, relate the product's features and benefits to everyday situations or problems your customer might face. For instance, if you're demonstrating a new high-efficiency detergent, compare its cleaning power to a standard detergent in removing common stains like coffee or oil. Repeat key points, repeat the most important benefits of the product during the demonstration. Repetition helps reinforce these points and increases customers' likelihood of remembering them. Encourage questions. Make it a two-way conversation by inviting customers to ask questions. This ensures they feel involved and gives you a chance to clarify and tailor information to their specific interests or concerns. Summarize benefits. End your demonstration by briefly summarizing the product's key benefits. This recap will help cement the most compelling reasons to consider the product and ensure that your customers leave with a clear understanding of what it offers. Focusing on clear and concise communication makes it easier for customers to grasp the value of the products you are demonstrating, enhancing their overall learning experience. This approach not only educates them, but also builds a relationship of trust and reliability, which are essential in converting demonstrations into actual sales. As we continue to explore ways to effectively engage and educate during product demonstrations, remember that the clarity of your message can significantly affect how your customers perceive and interact with the products you offer. Keep practicing these communication techniques to ensure your product demonstrations are as effective as possible, highlighting features and benefits that solve customer problems. Now that we've discussed the importance of using clear and concise language during product demonstrations, let's delve into another crucial aspect of engaging and educating customers, highlighting features and benefits that specifically solve customer problems. This approach not only informs but also connects the product directly to the needs and challenges of your customers, making your demonstration more impactful and relevant. When you focus on solving problems, you effectively position the product as a must-have solution, enhancing its perceived value. Here's how you can master this technique. Identify common customer problems. Start by understanding your customers' typical challenges or needs. In a convenience store setting, this might include the need for quick meal solutions, effective cleaning products, or cost-effective personal care items. Match features with problems. Identify which features best address these common problems for each product. For example, if customers want quick meal options, highlight a microwavable meal's features such as quick cook time and nutritional value. Explain benefits clearly. Once you've linked a feature to a customer problem, clearly explain how the benefit addresses their needs. For instance, if you're demonstrating a new energy drink, focus on how its ingredients improve concentration and energy levels. It is perfect for customers with long commutes or late-night study sessions. Use real-life scenarios. Make your demonstration come alive using real-life scenarios your customers can relate to. This helps them visualize how to use the product, making the benefits more tangible and compelling. Demonstrate effectiveness. Whenever possible, show the product in action. If it's a stain remover, consider having a live demo showing how it works on common stains. Seeing is believing. A live demonstration of the product's effectiveness can be a powerful persuader. Personalize the interaction. Tailor the conversation based on the customer's expressed interests during the interaction. If they mention having children, for example, highlight child-friendly products designed for family use. Focusing on how specific features of your products can solve actual customer problems makes your demonstrations more relevant and engaging. This not only helps educate the customer, but also significantly increases the likelihood of making a sale. As we wrap up today's discussion on product demonstrations, remember that every feature you highlight and every benefit you explain should aim to solve real problems your customers face. This focused approach will not only help you make successful sales, but also build lasting relationships with your customers as they come to see your store as a source of solutions for their everyday needs, encouraging customer interaction with the product. As we continue refining our product demonstration techniques, let's focus on an element that can significantly enhance the effectiveness of these sessions, encouraging customer interaction with the product. This step is crucial because it shifts the demonstration from a passive experience to an active engagement, allowing customers to see, feel, and judge the product's value for themselves. Encouraging interaction increases the likelihood of a sale and strengthens the customer's connection to the product. Here's how you can effectively invite customers to engage with the products during your demonstrations. Hands-on trials, whenever possible, offer customers the chance to try the product themselves. For instance, if you're demonstrating a new electronic gadget, let the customer handle it and explore its features. This hands-on experience can significantly impact their buying decision. Sample offerings for consumable products like beverages or snacks. Providing samples can be a game changer. Tasting a product can instantly overcome objections related to flavor or quality and trigger impulse buys. Interactive demonstrations create demonstrations that require customer participation. For example, if you're showcasing a new coffee machine, have the customer select the type of coffee they prefer and then brew it for them. This involvement can make the demonstration more memorable and persuasive. Ask for feedback during the interaction. Encourage customers to give feedback on what they like or don't like about the product. This not only makes customers feel valued and listened to, but also provides you with insights to tailor your approach or recommendations. Use questions to prompt engagement. Ask questions that prompt customers to think about how the product fits into their lives. For instance, how do you think this blender would change your morning routine? Such questions help the customer visualize owning and using the product. Demonstrate variability if the product comes in different models or colors. Show them to the customer. This variety can cater to different preferences and leave the customer to interact more with the product to decide which option they prefer. By actively encouraging customer interaction during product demonstration, you make the experience more engaging and increase the chances of closing a sale. This approach helps break down barriers to purchase by building confidence in the product through firsthand experience. Remember that every product demonstration is an opportunity to connect with your customers and make your store a memorable place for them. Continue to use these techniques to foster an interactive, informative, and customer-focused shopping environment that drives both sales and customer satisfaction. Practical exercise: creating a brief demo script for a popular convenience store item. Let's put your newly gained knowledge into practice. I'll guide you through creating a brief demo script for one of the most popular items in convenience stores, a new brand of energy drinks. This exercise will help you structure an effective product demonstration that you can adapt for various products in your store. Step 1, introduction. Objective: start by introducing the product. Keep it brief but engaging. Script example: good afternoon. If you're looking for something to give you a quick boost of energy without the jitters, you've got to try our latest arrival, Spark Energy Drink. It's already becoming a favorite among our customers. Step 2, highlight key features. Objective: explain the unique features of the product. What sets it apart from others in the market? Script example: what's great about Spark is that it contains natural caffeine from green tea, which provides a smoother, more sustained energy lift without the crash typically associated with other energy drinks. It's packed with B vitamins to support metabolism and overall energy levels. Step 3, demonstrate the product. Objective: if possible, show the product in use or provide a sample. Script example: let me show you the variety of flavors we have. Each can have a color-coded label that quickly tells you the flavor: red for Cherry Blast, blue for Glacier Mint, and green for Tropical Rush. Here, have a sample of the Cherry Blast and see how refreshing it is. Step 4, discuss benefits. Objective: connect the features to real benefits for the customer. Script example: not only does Spark Energy keep you energized, it also fits into a healthy lifestyle. With only 3 grams of sugar and no artificial sweeteners, it's a great choice for health-conscious people who still need a quick energy boost during a busy day. Step 5, encourage interaction and feedback. Objective: get the customer involved in the experience and solicit their thoughts. Script example: which flavor appeals to you the most? Feel free to try some of them and let me know what you think. How do you usually incorporate energy drinks into your day? Step 6, close with a call to action. Objective: encourage the customer to make a purchase or try the product. Script example: if you enjoy the sample, we've got a special introductory offer today. Buy one, get one half off. It's a perfect opportunity to stock up on your favorite flavor or try a new one. And there you have it, a simple, straightforward script that you can use to demonstrate an energy drink or adapt to showcase any other product. Remember, the key to a successful product demo is ensuring the customer sees the product's value clearly and can relate it to their needs. Now go ahead, try creating your script, and see how it transforms your sales interactions. This exercise will help you refine your approach to product demonstrations, ensuring they are engaging, informative, and ultimately effective in boosting sales. Segment 4, integrating persuasive selling with product demos. Combining persuasive selling skills with product demonstrations to maximize impact. As we've seen through today's discussions and exercises, mastering persuasive selling techniques and individual product demonstrations is crucial. Now, let's explore how to combine these skills to maximize the impact during customer interactions. Integrating these techniques can significantly elevate your sales performance and customer satisfaction. When you blend persuasive selling with effective product demos, you create a powerful synergy that educates and entices your customers to make a purchase. Here's how to bring these elements together seamlessly. Preparation is key. Before you start your demo, identify the product's key selling points and any common customer objections. This will allow you to tailor your demo to highlight the product's benefits and proactively address potential concerns. Engage from the start. Use your persuasive selling skills from the introduction. Capture interest with a compelling fact or question related to the customer's needs or preferences, setting the stage for a focused demo. Demonstrate value throughout the demo. Emphasize how the product's features translate into real-world benefits. Use persuasive language to reinforce the value, such as imagine how much time you'll save with this feature or think of the convenience this will add to your daily routine. Encourage participation. Invite the customer to participate in the demo. This interaction not only makes the demo more memorable, but also allows you to apply persuasive techniques in real time, adapting your pitch based on the customer's reactions and feedback. Close effectively. As you conclude the demo, use persuasive closing techniques. Summarize the key benefits, restate any special offers, and give a clear, compelling call to action. Like with today's special pricing, there's never been a better time to try it out for yourself. Follow up after the demo, check back in with the customer to answer any further questions and reinforce key points. This follow-up is your opportunity to solidify the sale and ensure the customer leaves feeling informed and satisfied. By integrating persuasive selling with product demos, you inform, educate, and create an engaging experience that drives sales. This approach shows that you are not just selling a product, but offering a meaningful solution that enhances the customer's life. Consider that combining these skills is a dynamic tool in your toolkit. Practice, refine, and adapt these techniques to your store's offerings, and watch how they transform your customer interactions and boost your sales figures. Thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to our next session, where we will continue to explore innovative strategies to enhance your skills and store performance. Real-life scenario: how an assistant manager used these combined skills during a peak time to increase sales. Effective use of persuasive selling and product demos by an assistant manager. Background: meet Lisa, an assistant manager at a bustling convenience store in downtown Chicago. Her store experiences peak traffic during lunch hours when nearby office workers and tourists flood in for quick purchases. Challenge: during these peak times, Lisa noticed that while many customers came in for specific items like snacks or beverages, they often overlooked new products, particularly a new line of premium cold brew coffees that the store had recently started stocking. Strategy implemented: Lisa decided to use a combination of persuasive selling techniques and product demonstrations to increase awareness and sales of the new cold brew coffee during these critical peak hours. Execution, preparation, and positioning. Lisa set up a tasting station for the cold brew coffee right near the store entrance, ensuring it was the first thing customers saw as they entered. She prepared small sample cups and informational cards outlining the coffee's unique features, such as its local sourcing and distinct flavor profiles. Engaging introduction. As customers entered the store, Lisa greeted them with a friendly smile and an enticing offer. Welcome. Care for a quick, refreshing taste of our new artisan cold brew coffee. It's freshly made right here in Chicago. Highlighting benefits. As customers tried the samples, Lisa explained the benefits clearly and concisely. What you're tasting now is a special blend of local beans. Notice the smooth, rich flavor without the bitterness. It's perfect for a quick, energizing break during your busy day. Encouraging interaction. She asked open-ended questions to engage customers further. What do you think of the flavor? Can you taste the hints of chocolate and caramel? This interaction helped personalize the experience and allow Lisa to gauge customer preferences. Effective closing. Seeing positive reactions, Lisa used a persuasive closing technique. Since you enjoyed the sample, you might want to take a bottle for later. They're just $4 each, and today we're offering a deal: buy two, get one free. Perfect for sharing with a colleague or saving for tomorrow's pick-me-up. Follow-up, for those who purchased, Lisa thanked them and reminded them where they could find the cold brew in the store for next time. For those who didn't purchase, she still thanked them for trying the sample and directed them to where they could find the product if they changed their mind. Results: by the end of the week, sales of the new cold brew coffee had increased by 50%, and there was a noticeable uptick in repeat purchases. Customers began asking for the cold brew by name, indicating a successful introduction and positive product association. This scenario demonstrates how effectively combining persuasive selling skills with strategic product demonstrations can capitalize on peak traffic times to boost product awareness and sales. Lisa's approach not only introduced customers to a new product, but did so in an engaging and memorable way, thereby increasing overall store sales and enhancing customer satisfaction. Conclusion. As we wrap up today's enriching episode, let's briefly recap the key points about enhancing your persuasive selling techniques and product knowledge in the convenience store setting. We started by exploring the essential skills of building rapport and actively listening to understand your customers' needs. We then moved into effectively demonstrating product knowledge, emphasizing the importance of engaging with products through live demos and utilizing supplier resources. We also discussed how to tailor your demonstrations to highlight the features and benefits that solve customer problems and the importance of encouraging customer interaction with the product to make the experience as tangible and memorable as possible. I encourage all of you to take these strategies back to your stores and put them into practice. Start small if you need to, perhaps by picking one product to focus on, and see how these techniques can transform your interactions and boost your sales. Recall, the art of selling isn't just about transactions. It's about creating relationships and providing value that keeps customers coming back. Keep practicing, stay curious, and continue to lead by example. Until next time, keep making your store a welcoming spot in your community. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can convenience stores balance the demand for quick service with the need to provide personalized customer experiences? 2. In what ways can a deep understanding of product placement impact impulse buying behavior in convenience stores? 3. What are the potential challenges of implementing technology-driven inventory management systems in convenience stores, and how can these challenges be overcome? 4. How can convenience store managers effectively measure the impact of employee training programs on sales and customer satisfaction? 5. What strategies can convenience stores use to differentiate themselves from competitors in densely populated markets? Thank you for tuning into another insightful episode of Survive from C Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit from it. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more employee-related content for the convenience store. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Survive by C Store Center is a sink or swim production.